Aspiring Headliner with QSC.
A very warm welcome to Headliner Radio. Today I'm joined by Brooklyn-based indie folk artist Maria Lane to talk about all things music. Maria, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Hi, thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Good. You're welcome. Where are you calling from today, Maria? And how has this week been treating you so far?
I'm recording from my bedroom in Brooklyn, in Bushwick. This week's been okay. I started taking a class for like a musical theater thing, and it's been really fun. And I had like a really fun callback that I did. And I've also been trying to like write songs every week. I don't think I wrote a new one this week yet, which is kind of sad, but I have been writing a lot.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah.
Nice. Okay, cool. Before we talk about what you've been writing recently, could you talk a bit about your musical background? Was music always something that you knew you wanted to pursue, you know, properly?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, from the moment that I got into music, it just felt like the place that I could like put my feelings and like put my emotions, because I've always been like a really sensitive person. And even when I was a kid, I had dreams of like writing my own music one day and making, you know, putting my own music out there. And yeah, I have been writing songs since I was little. Like, I remember there was like one time I was at my parents' house and I was like going through like old boxes of things, and I found some like old cringy lyrics that I wrote when I had like a crush on a boy or something. But I was always writing, and it wasn't until like I think 2019 when I got like my first guitar. Like, I learned how to play guitar when I was younger, but I had my own guitar when I was like 19, so that gave me more practice to actually like really hone into learning it. But also, like, my dad has a big music background. Like, my family would play like oldies music all around the house, like Billy Joel, the Beatles. So I was very like introduced to all styles of music, and of course like Broadway musical theater. But I feel like music has just always felt like a place where I feel like I belong. And especially as a songwriter, when you're going through so many like experiences in your life, like, it really is nice to just like be able to basically like journal about it and turn it into a song. So
yeah, for sure. And you mentioned some of those oldies that your parents would play. A lot of us do get our taste from what our parents were playing around the house. But I mean, your sound is kind of got that ethereal, you know, cathartic kind of vibe going on, that word that crops up. What would you say are your main musical influences, Maria, in that respect, that have influenced your sound?
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, I had a lot of artists that I liked when I was younger, but I feel like now as I've gotten older and I'm like liking more mature lyrics, I really, really love Phoebe Bridgers. And Lizzie McAlpine. I love how honest they are in their storytelling, and the production feels so immersive. And that's something that I've really gotten into recently, is like immersive production. Like, I love a song to feel like you're like watching a movie and you can just feel the whole story play out in front of you, from like sonically to lyrically. I love intimate stuff like that. But I will say, growing up, I think the Beatles had a huge influence on me as a kid.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, huge sound, huge band. I mean, that leads me quite nicely onto your kind of creative process when it comes to songwriting, Maria. What kind of artist do you see yourself as in that respect? And maybe you could talk about a recent track and the kind of how that came together from a creative perspective.
I basically just write about what's going on in my life. I mean, there are instances where I'll read a book, or I'll see something, or I'll hear about something, and I'm inspired by that to like write a story about that. But a lot of like what I write is literally just what's happening to me and what I'm experiencing. But, you know, it is very cathartic. I mean, especially like I have some songs out about like mental health and like struggling and all of that. It can be like scary to just like put that out there because you're very vulnerable when you just admit that you're not doing okay. And especially these newer songs I've written, like they definitely cut deeper. I basically write about what I'm experiencing, like how I'm feeling.
Do you usually start with, you said you mentioned getting a guitar a few years ago. Do you usually write on the guitar? Are you kind of more of like a melody or chord driven kind of songwriter? Or do you tend to start with lyrics, or does it kind of, for a lot of people, it varies wildly depending on the kind of the song they're working on, right?
Oh, definitely. I think for me, usually it is guitar. It is usually finding a chord progression that kind of evokes the feeling that I'm trying to like have the song based around. Mm-hmm. I do like play piano too, but like I had piano lessons when I was a kid, but I quit. So I'm not definitely stronger on guitar than piano.
Yeah.
I have written a couple piano songs, but like,
sure.
I love acoustic stuff so much. Mm. Like I think especially for folk music, like it just does so much to what's going on with the lyrics. I'll say like there's some instances where I'll be in the shower or I'll just be out and about and I'm like, oh, that's a good lyric. I should write that down. And then I come back to it later and I try to like, construct an idea around that.
Yeah.
But I will say usually when I'm sitting down and I'm like in my feelings or I'm processing something, I'll just start playing the guitar and see like what chords kind of come out. And then I'm like, oh, this could work for, the essence of the song that I'm about to write.
Yeah.
So
when you're writing, do you have a little rig at home that you use? Do you go to the studio? Obviously during the pandemic and stuff, everyone kind of became a bedroom producer, right? How does it usually go for you? Do you get studio time?
I typically write my songs on my own and then I just bring them to my producer. I was working with another producer before this other one, where I'd have to go like upstate and work, and like sometimes like deconstruct the songs, and change them a little bit. But, with this new stuff, I really just bring the songs to my producer I'm working with now, Justin, and, we just work on the production and like the storytelling to enhance all of that. So I typically write it in my bedroom. Like pretty much everything I've written has been in my bedroom. And then when I'm at my parents' house, it's in the bedroom I grew up in. But yeah, I typically do like write in the bedroom.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Just for our listeners, maybe you could talk about one of your newer tracks, or maybe one of your favorite tracks, and how that, the kind of story behind that song and how that come together from a creative perspective.
Oh yeah, absolutely. There is a song that I like shared a snippet of online, that is, going to be on one of my projects. But I actually wrote it like 3 years ago. I was in like a really hard relationship and I couldn't get out of it. And, it didn't end the way that I wanted it to end. And so to kind of take back my narrative, I wrote this song about how I would have ended it. Mm-hmm. And I was inspired by the musical The Last 5 Years, which is like the first scene you see the main character, Kathy, like reading a letter from Jamie that he's leaving. And basically, like, you know, they're over. Yeah. So I had this idea. I wrote this song called On the Table. And it's literally just about how this note basically says everything. And I left it on the table. And like, you know, you don't deserve to say goodbye to me or see me or anything because you really like fucked me up. And that's also like that's the song too that influenced this album that I'm putting out this year. So that song is really cathartic, really special. And it's crazy too when you hold on to a song for like 3 years, you know.
Yeah,
but I think sometimes it just needs to find the right project for it to be on.
And it seems like you've kind of found that, and it's kind of, So how long have you been working on the music that you're putting out now? Is it just kind of stuff that's been in the works for the last two, three years, you'd say?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I've basically just written like, I mean, some of these songs were written last year. But yeah, it's basically stuff that I've been writing the last couple of years. And
cool.
Yeah.
Have you got any plans to play some shows coming up this year? Anything that you're allowed to talk about or would like to talk about in that respect? Yeah.
I don't have anything on the docket at the moment. I'm definitely, there's some people I reached out to that I'm trying to get on a bill with because I think that we would complement each other's sound really well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I definitely miss playing shows. So I'm hoping to get back to that soon, but I don't have anything lined up right now.
Well, fingers crossed, something will come up. I'm sure it will. Festival season around the corner. Okay, so our friends at QSC, who power this podcast and who make really awesome PA systems over there in the US, Maria, their whole ethos or tagline is play out loud. And I wanted to ask you, what does that kind of phrase mean to you, whether that be in terms of your artistry or it could quite literally mean playing out loud, obviously. But I guess it's only three words, but in some respects could symbolize quite a lot for you as a musician.
Yeah, absolutely. When I hear the words play out loud, to me, I just think about, you know, really not being afraid to like really be yourself and dive into your artistry and lean into what makes you feel like an artist, what makes you an artist. And I think for me, just really not being afraid to, you know, release my songs and share my songs with people, because I do think that there is an audience for everyone, and you never know. Someone could really be looking for a song like that you're writing or that you're putting out. So I think really just leaning into your artistry is like the most important thing.
Absolutely. I think that's most of the things I wanted to talk to you about, Maria, but I'd like to leave on a slightly loaded question, which is if you've got any kind of personal highlights from the last few years doing music. I know you're still kind of just emerging as an artist at the moment, but is there been any turning points or things that have happened that have really kind of stuck in your head and made you think, have really kind of spurred you on to do this music thing, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, last year I was featured on The Fader, which was crazy because I had written this like list of places I wanted to be featured on or to reach out to me or whatever. And The Fader was one of them. And so when I got the email that was like, I was selected, I was like, there's no way. Like this, like what? I was like, this is crazy. And I feel like that was a moment for me where people around me could really see like, oh yeah, she does make music and like, I should take her more seriously, because I do feel like there's a lot of people sometimes in artist life that are very quiet about their music, and it's fine. Like not everyone needs to like your music, even if they're friends and family, it's totally fine. But I think being on The Fader was really a turning point for me and like, oh, okay, I need to keep doing this because, even like the way they headlined the article, which I think it was like a masterclass in vulnerability, which I've always been so insecure about how emotional I am. So to have a title of an article be like, like this girl's a masterclass in how to be vulnerable. Yeah. I was just like, oh my God, like it was crazy to see that. And it meant a lot to me because I really do shame myself for like having too many emotions. And there is a song about that, on the album. And then I would just say, like, anytime I meet people who really like my music and are excited about it, I mean, it's, you know, I'm definitely in the process where I'm still building like a fan base. Yeah, and I'm hoping in like a year or so that number will grow. But when I released my song Carrie White last year, I had someone reach out to me who was like a huge Carrie fan and was looking for songs about Carrie White for their Carrie White playlist. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. Like, I know this like story means a lot to people. So that was really, really cool to reach someone, because you never know which songs of yours people are going to be excited about. And I felt like I really took a risk with that song because it was very poppy and very heavy production, which like my stuff is usually more stripped down, but it's fun to do those sometimes. But yeah, I think just when people can acknowledge and notice things you're doing with your music, it feels really, really good. So yeah, I'd say those are some really nice moments that I'm grateful to have had.
Yeah, awesome. It definitely validates it, doesn't it? When you get people getting in touch with you on socials and you know, getting that instant feedback on what you're putting out into the world, which is nice. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, like, I'm still in the process when I'm like trying to post on TikTok every day because people are like, oh, just keep doing it and you'll reach people. But, you know, when I do get those comments that are like, oh my gosh, can I stream this song? And I upload a song that's not even out yet. I'm like, oh shit. Like, they want to hear it and this isn't going to be out for months. But yeah, it's nice when you can reach people and people are excited about what you're creating.
For sure. For sure. What's the goal for this year for you, Maria, in terms of music and life-wise? Is there anything you're just generally looking forward to in 2024?
Yeah, oh my gosh, I have so many. Like the start of this year, I literally made a vision board and it's full of stuff. Like one of my big goals this year is to get on an editorial. That's been something I've wanted for a really, really long time. But I feel like this new music I'm putting out this year is really, really special. I'd say another thing, I really want to like get more monthly listeners. Cause I keep, at one point I was like 1K monthly listeners and now I'm like below that. And I know it takes a while sometimes, you know, but I do think being on an editorial and having people be more exposed to you is a chance to like have that number kind of go up.
Definitely.
I'm really, really excited about the album I'm putting out this year. I'm also scared because it's very, very vulnerable. It's very dark and raw. And I feel like some people might be surprised when they hear some of these songs, but I didn't know you were going through that. But I do hope that it can be like a hug for people because it's really emotional. Yeah, I'm excited to keep releasing new music. I'm doing the waterfall method where I'm going to be releasing four singles. I have the first one coming out on March 8th called Till April, which is a song I wrote last year that I'm really excited for people to hear. But yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm excited to see this music journey continue and what opportunities await me. But yeah, I'm hoping, you know, that album really does reach people because it's going to be my favorite thing I've ever put out. It's
amazing.
It's really emotional.
Oh, that's incredible. It sounds like a lot of hard work's gone into this project and, you know, hard work usually pays off. So it's been exciting to see how your fans receive it. And yeah, I think, yeah, that's great. That's great, Maria. I think that's a nice place for us to round up the interview and, I think that's most of the things I wanted to chat to you about. But obviously next time we catch up, hopefully there'll be lots more to catch up on. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
You're so welcome. We'll say our goodbyes now and for the purposes of the podcast. And yeah, hopefully catch up very soon.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Headliner Radio, supporting the creative community.